And speaking of an aspirational spirit, that's a little old school Beyoncé for you there. But in her new album, Lemonade, Beyoncé aspires to reach new territory. There is a surprising range of musical genres, like this rock-infused track, Don't Hurt Yourself, featuring guitarist Jack White. Will you play me? Play yourself. Here to talk about how Beyoncé's album blurs the lines of music genres today is Emily Lindner, senior editor at Fuse, the digital music and culture branch of the Fuse television network. She's in New York. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So we know that Beyoncé isn't the first artist who's experimented with different sounds and genre, but do you see a movement among artists like her right now?
Definitely. I think that with, you know, the internet being what it is and all the access that we have to music, I think that artists are kind of straying away from being in a specific genre because they know that people are just going to listen to whatever they can because we have so much available to us now.
Do you think, and I was wondering if this is something that you get to do when you reach a certain level. Like, I think many people know that Taylor Swift, of course, started in what was called country and has moved into pop, like Justin Bieber's moved into dance music. And I'm just wondering, do you think that this is something that you get to do as a privilege when you get to a certain level of fame?
I think to a certain extent, like for Beyoncé, it took her a while to get here. I remember in 2013 when she dropped Bow Down, and it had like this chopped and screwed beat, and everyone was like, what is this, Beyoncé? What did you do? Up until that point, she had done, you know, the R&B, the ballads. It wasn't until her fifth album, the self-titled one, where she actually started to branch out a little bit. And I think that's because she had to establish herself first in her sound, like coming out of Destiny's Child. She had to show people what she was all about.
Let me play another example of a song from Lemonade. Here's her song, Daddy Lessons. With his gun and his head held high, he told me not to cry. Oh, my daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot. With his right hand on his rifle, he swore in on the Bible. My daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot. You know, I have to note that there was some debate in the country music scene about whether this is country or not. I was wondering what you made of that.
I thought that was a little ridiculous, and I think it's kind of racist, honestly, because if you were to put that song on like any other country artist's album, it would be a country song. But just because like she's Beyoncé and she is an established artist in R&B, people don't see it that way. It's so strange.
You know, you wrote a piece about this, and I found you talked about how, as humans, we crave labels. We want to sort everything into boxes. Do consumers really care about how an artist or album is labeled, or is this really more of a function of the way the industry is used to conducting business?
I don't think that the average consumer cares that much. Like, they're not going out and saying, I'm a hip-hop fan. Like, nobody really says that much anymore. The people who are actually still caring about the big names like hip-hop and rock are the people marketing the music and award shows.
Let me play one more thing here from Lemonade. You know, Beyoncé has Grammy winners like Jack White, we just mentioned, and rapper Kendrick Lamar featured in on the album. She even raps a little bit herself. This is from Hold Up. Let's imagine for a moment that you never made a name for yourself, a master wealth. They had you labeled as a king. Never made it out the cage, still out there moving in them streets. Never had the baddest woman in the game up in your shades. Would they be down to ride now? She's won 20 Grammys so far, but always in the R&B category. Do you think that with Lemonade, she might scoop up a win in, say, country or rock with this album?
I'm anticipating it because Jack White is a Grammy darling. So is Kendrick Lamar. And I think that they'll kind of help sway the Recording Academy a little bit. It would be interesting to see what happens.
We'll see. Okay, it's so unfair. I'm going to ask. Do you have a favorite cut on Lemonade?
Yeah, All Night. I think it's so beautiful. Just the production, the horns, that bass going crazy underneath there, and then just the overall tone of the song where she's coming to terms with what has happened with her marriage. It's just so beautiful.
Okay, great. That was Emily Lindner, who's a senior editor at the music and culture site Fuse. Emily, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.